Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run.
Yeah. Hello, Bengals fans, I'm Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Hey, kind of a random one today, but you know, it's the off-season. Good off-season topic here, I think. We are going to touch today on something Warren Sharp, I believe that's his name. I don't know. I don't think he's very good, to be honest, but he's a big account. He's got a mustache. I don't get it, though. But there was a tweet, kind of a ridiculous tweet about everybody having a lottery in their draft, and why doesn't the NFL have a lottery in their draft? Which is, you know, sounds like teams that are complaining about, you know, not getting the draft picks they want. But anyway, you know, takes us back to the Florio days. But I do digress here. So I have a thought on that, and something that I think that would be kind of a cool thing for the NFL to do if they wanted to ensure that games are super competitive, and you know, give fans something to cheer for even when their team is out of the running, even when the team's having a not so good year. So and here's my idea. All right, you leave the draft order the same way it is for playoff teams. You make the playoffs, you're pick 20 through 32, and you know, that's written in stone. And then for everybody else, you make it so the top draft pick goes to the team with the best record after they were eliminated from the playoffs. So a team that loses in week 18 and gets knocked out of the playoffs and was the last one eliminated, look, like, even though they might have won 10 games, you know, they've won the least, all right, zero games since being eliminated, since they were one of the last teams eliminated for the playoffs, okay? So that team that's good and a real fringe team, you know, isn't ending up with your top pick or anything like that. But, you know, when teams are eliminated early in the year, like, it gives them something to keep competing, keep fighting for. So if a team is, you know, 0-9, all right, and you know, mathematically eliminated, I don't even know if that's, reasonable to say that they could be at that point. I think we all know they're out of it, but you know, if they're mathematically eliminated in after 9 games, like, hey, that gives them a reason to fight and a reason for that team to want to be good, for the front office and for the ownership and everybody not to, you know, sell assets. And you know, I don't think tanking really exists in the NFL, but that the de facto tank of trading away all your best players, you know, it doesn't exist from a coaching or from a player standpoint, but it can a little bit from the front office. So it eliminates that, gets rid of that, gives them a reason to keep competing and to keep fighting for that, because hey, now maybe they could be, you know. And the worst teams are the ones that are eliminated first, probably, right? So they have more opportunities to win games, but they're probably not going to win all those games. And the better teams, you know, who are those fringe playoff teams, only have a couple opportunities. So, you know, again, a team might win 10 games, 11 games, not make the playoffs, 9 games, whatever, not win the make the playoffs, but they only won, you know, one after they were knocked out of the playoffs, or none. So I think it would be interesting, because it still gives you that opportunity to compete and to fight for something. You're probably going to end up with most of the same teams up at the top of, you know, it's going to be the same top 10 roughly. But, you know, the order of it could vary a little bit, could shift a little bit. You know, and now all of a sudden, and taking it back to an example that the Florios and the people that didn't want to have Burrow to go to the Bengals would probably like. I mean, you look back to 2019, and all of a sudden, like, you want to beat the Dolphins in that game. You know, like you're competing for that spot, and that makes that the Burrow Bowl, which was supposed to be the Tua Bowl, and the Bengals weren't supposed to be in, but like you talk about games like that, now all of a sudden that's a game that a team wants to win, you know, because maybe it is for, you know, actually getting that spot. You know, maybe the win gets you that spot, and now you're building a team, you're building a culture, and then you're going off and you're getting the dude in the end. So I don't know. I think that would be a solution to this issue that would make things more competitive, but still, like in the season, make it more competitive. But you know, kind of keep that competitive balance over the long term. You know, give you that ability to let or you know, allow teams that are not very good the opportunity to get better, to have that parity that the NFL wants. I think it would give you a great opportunity to do that as well, and again make those games competitive. And now when we're playing for the first seed, you're really playing for the first seed. Like you're playing in a competitive situation there. So I think that would be a cool kind of solution, outside of the box thought, to how to do that. And hey, you know what? I'm under 6 minutes here, so I'm just gonna go a little bit later. I have tweeted this before. I wrote an article a while back, quite a while back. It was, you know, back in my early days, my pre SB Nation days. To me, like the NFL expanding the schedule, I don't think it's very good for player safety. You know, they're also, you know, having all these Thursday games. You know, again, not good for player safety. They want to make money. I get it. You know, and to me, where you really make money isn't in the stadium. It's on TV. So you can get more bang for your buck, so to speak, by adding more televised games. Now, I do not want to see this turn into baseball or basketball or, you know, something where there's a game on every freaking night and you can never keep track of the stuff. Again, not good for players. You know, really, I think football has an advantage that it's really easy to follow for that reason, because for the most part, you know, the game's on Friday. Or, excuse me, on Friday. I got Black Friday on my mind with the Bengals going on. But you know, for the most part, that game is on Sunday. You pretty much know when and where you're going to be able to see that game. And I think that also makes it better for fantasy sports, which are a driving factor to the popularity of the sport. Love it or not, or hate it, you know, but it is a factor. So, I don't know, I think there's a lot of negatives to moving to something like that. But I think what you could do is you could stretch out the season by adding more bye weeks. You know, creating a situation where, like, during the heat of the season, you know, during the bulk of the season, those big months, October, November, December, everybody has a bye week. You know, give them bye week like once a month. They play like 3 games in a month, take a day off. And maybe you make it so they take the week off prior to the Thursday. So you're not having those short weeks. You can schedule that, make that work to not have all these short weeks, which I think are really dangerous. You know, particularly when we see guys, you know, like the whole Tua situation. Yeah, apparently he didn't have a concussion going into that Bengals game, but I think we all know he did. And like that was a shady deal, and a scary deal, and you know, could have even still, right, a major impact on that guy's life. So that's a messed up thing to me. You know, we want these Thursday games. If you want these Thursday games, you want the money from those Thursday games. Create a situation where you don't have to have short weeks. And, you know, that to me is having that added bye week, right? Adding bye weeks to the beginning of it allows you, all over the place, you know, having people off every week, right? It allows you to be able to do that. And you can still play multiple games. So you stretch the week out a little bit, right? Take out a preseason game, you know, maybe make it so every team does a, what do you call them? The joint practices, you know, because I think the competition there gives you a little bit more influence, you know, gives you some options, be able to see some things, and make some evaluations there in a less combative position. You know, so maybe take out the preseason, start a little bit earlier in the year, and bump back the Super Bowl so you get it to freaking President's Day, and we all get the day off on the Monday. How freaking sweet would that be? That's what you gotta do, right? Bump it back. Let's get that day off. Get that great setup. More bye weeks, more safety for players. Like, everybody wins here. And I don't get why nobody listens to me about this, but I digress. You listen, and I appreciate you. But like me, most of you all don't make decisions like that. So anyway, now we're at 10 minutes. So yeah, I got just a couple of topics, a couple of rants, a couple of thoughts, ideas that I've had about how to possibly improve the NFL. But as we said, nobody listens. So I am Ed Medic. This is Coach Speak. We'll post some more, I promise, some Bengals content next week. But hey, check out my works on CJ, CC Jungle, coming out. I've already got a Miles Murphy film room out. I have a Chase Brown film room out, and I have completed film rooms on both of the receivers, Charlie Jones and Andre Yosivash. So definitely look for those. Check those out. Those ones are completed. They should be coming out soon. Follow me on Twitter at Coach Minnick. You'll see those when they come out. I got a thread on the top of my Twitter feed that breaks down some of those things. I'm not sure what we'll get to next. Probably go back to day two and do some of those DBs. That's kind of my deal anyway. So probably go back and do some of those. And then maybe we'll get to the more complicated ones on day three. DJ, Robinson will be a little bit harder for me to do. But hey, I'm here for you. That's what we do. So we're going to do it. But anyway, I am Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak.
Yeah, we coming forward, sours. Yeah, we coming forward, sours. You hear the crowd, we coming forward, sours.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.